We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:46, 14 till 8. Steve Nelson, General Superintendent of the Sewage and Water Board of New Orleans, joins us. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing all right, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. Let's talk about the operator error and take me through what happened there with Turbine 4, which is, by the way, 109 years old.
Yeah, 109 years old. We did, unfortunately, have an error there. That turbine, as folks may be aware, we've had some challenges with water in our lubrication oil, so we've been going through the process since early February of systematically walking through what the problem could be, starting with the easiest, most obvious solutions, and now we're at a point where we're having to take the turbine apart. So
you're talking about trying to find out how the water got into the oil, right, Steve?
Into the oil, that's
gotcha.
Correct.
Okay.
So as part of that, we had completed one more repair, cleaning out some internal drains. Unfortunately, a standard operating procedure wasn't followed. Somebody made a mistake and turned the system on, didn't have lubrication circulating correctly, and we've got some issues with bearings. And so that's going to set us back a little bit. So that's a serious challenge for us, and it highlights the need to make sure that we are in the habit of following our SOPs and that folks are understanding and accountable for that. And it also highlights that Power Complex project is going to eliminate T4, and it's going to automate systems like this so we don't have to rely on folks remembering or following an SOP all the time. It'll make it much, much simpler.
For people that don't know, SOP is standard operating procedure. And I just want, look, people are humans and they make mistakes. That happens, right? And I'm just wondering about, was this the kind of thing that somebody like should have known what they were doing and didn't, or was it just a mistake and a human error? If you understand the
difference. Yeah, I'm sure it's an innocent mistake. With that said, we do have SOPs in place for a reason, and we, as we all know, with 109-year-old equipment, we got to be sure we're following those. I know that that we've got a strong emphasis on that, and when it doesn't happen, it can have some serious consequences. So we need to be sure that we're following those procedures.
Take me into the actual pumping station there. So something like this happens, or you're running a test. Is there a binder that they take out and start following this, that? Is it on a computer screen somewhere? And are you talking about actually taking the humans out of the loop where this is would automatically or be automated where they couldn't mess anything up?
Yeah, so with the Power Complex project, this is going to be automated. We're going to have computer screens that will help us walk through this. There will be controls that prevent a piece of equipment from coming on without another critical piece of equipment being online. So it's going to take that guesswork out of it. It's going to remove the need for someone to physically check a box every time. The machines should be able to automatically start and run themselves. And if you have an issue, it'll send you an alarm before damaging the equipment.
And that's not the case now.
No, not with the 109-year-old piece of equipment. It relies on our operators' understanding and following our procedures to the letter.
Was this a long-time employee? Is this traceable to one person?
We've still got the internal investigation being finalized right now, and we're going to have some third-party folks taking a look at it. So I don't have an exact answer for that question.
All right, and does it go to now like a binder of a checklist of things where it's like, okay, let's take out, we got this problem, let's take out the blue binder and follow what it says?
Yeah, that's correct. We've got an SOP right now that includes all the steps that are necessary to start up or run a piece of equipment.
All right, let me take a break. I want to talk about all this leaking. Is it Fix a Leak Week? Is that what I understand they're telling me?
It is, yeah. It's Fix a Leak Week this week.
And speaking of which, I know you guys got a lot of water that's flowing. And look, this goes back to, I don't think you remember Garland Robinette. I don't know if you were here then, but about all of the water that's treated, I think the newest estimate is like 70% or something like that of treated water that's leaking. That's not on you. That's on the infrastructure of the city, I guess, Public Works. We'll talk about all that when we come back with Steve Nelson, General Superintendent of the Sewerage and Water Board of New Orleans. Seems to me like a guy knows what he's doing, but he's up against it. 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
757, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Steve Nelson, General Superintendent of the Sewerage and Water Board of New Orleans, holds a professional engineering license in the state of Washington and Louisiana. And Steve, I got to tell you, this is a local. As a city that doesn't normally embrace outsiders, I'm glad that you came in to be the general superintendent of the Sewerage and Water Board. Let's talk about Fix a Leak Week.
Yeah, well, thanks, Tommy. I did live here for a decade before. Of course, I can't answer that one question, where'd you go to school?
That's all right.
So I can never truly be a New Orleanian, but I did want to
we'll
talk
welcome
about,
you. That's good.
Well, thank you. Fix a Leak Week.
You get the S&WB straightened out, my friend. We'll make you mayor. So...
Look, I'm proud to be a part of this organization. We do the most important work that an engineer can be involved in. I love it. I really do love this job. My family and I love this city. It is critically important, and our team here is dedicated to it. We have these singular issues, but I don't want that to take away from those. You know,
right. A couple of minutes late. Let's go to Fix the Leak Week.
Okay, sorry.
That's right.
Got it. All right, so that 70% number that you talked about, that's actually non-revenue water. That includes free water that goes to parks and the city and other things that doesn't get billed. So when you look at how much we leak, that's probably between 30 and 50%, which is still a very high number.
But that's about where it's been for years and years, right, Steve? Because I was talking about Garland Robinette years and years ago. I remember talking about this.
Yeah, that's correct. It's been that way for a very long time, but we do want to be efficient, and I want our customers to be sure and aware that that water that leaks out of the main does not go into their bill. We only have leaks that go through people's meters. So,
and to be fair, that's not on you guys. That's on the soils of the city and sinking and pipes breaking, right?
Yeah, that and lines being well over 100 years old in about 500 miles of our system. So we do have a very old system in some really dynamic soils.
And just to finish the story, what happens is that erodes the soil, which causes the streets to collapse, which makes it very expensive. And that's why we get back to, are you making a temporary fix? Or are you going to fix this right so it doesn't erode the soil when you fix the street again? Tell me about Fix a Leak Week, Steve, please. Fix a Leak Week.
Yeah, Fix a Leak Week. So for us, we've got an emphasis on fixing water main leaks. We have over 1,000 water main breaks in a given year and over 6,000 repairs that we make on individual services. So we've got our work cut out for us, and we address those on average in about 3 weeks' time. We're working to reduce that time, and there are some longstanding leaks that I'm really glad to see getting fixed here over the course of the next week, one, of course, being at Loyola and Calliope. But for our customers, a leaking faucet that drips one drip a second can add up to over 250 gallons in a month, and the average leaking toilet can leak up to 6,000 gallons in a month, which can really have an effect on your bill. So those two things alone, kind of your most common leaks.
It adds up. Thank you, Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.